All right, we are back. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out right here at KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. Standing by to join me is Brandon Jay. He founded Alta Dina Musicians with his wife, Gwendolyn Sanford, and they're both music composers from Weeds, Orange is the New Black, Romeo and Michelle, the musical, and they lost their home a little over a year ago in the January fires, and they lost their music studio, all but two of their instruments in the Eaton Fire. They formed Alta Dina Musicians, and they are joined by a team of industry supporters and organizations seeking a way to help. He is joining us now to give us an update. Good morning, Brandon.
Hi, how are you, Janine?
Great. Last I saw you was at IKEA.
I know, yeah, the big instrument giveaway. That was really fun.
That was amazing. So I wanted to bring you back on so you could give us an update, all the great things you have going on.
Yeah, for sure. So to date, we've helped over 1,200 families, and we've placed over 3,600 instruments back into people's hands at a value of over $1 million.
Wow.
It's just been remarkable. So, you know, we're still trying to raise awareness about what we're doing because it seems like there's still a lot of people in Alta Dina and the Palisades that are still learning about our program that we help replace instruments at no cost for people that lost them in the Palisades and the Eden Canyon fires.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate you having mentioning us and talking
Absolutely.
With me on the show to raise awareness about that.
Absolutely.
And, there's a lot of people that are starting to rebuild, which is really encouraging and great. And so you can see a lot of building happening in Alta Dina. And so we're at the point where people are starting to be ready to take more instruments because, you know, kind of our first wave of everything was just like helping people get, you know, a couple instruments to get them back playing, you know, if they were professional or whatever, just to get them something in their hands. But now people are actually being able to start to take pianos and replace other things that they had in their homes. So that's,
I love it.
That's really encouraging and exciting.
I remember, I don't know if I had shared this story, but a friend of mine told me that somebody had thrown out like a guitar and other instruments in the trash. And I got it from her and I'm like, why would anyone do that? And people can just go into a store and they can ask for some donations, right? And because that's what I did. And I handed them over to you and we gave them away at the IKEA event.
Yeah. I mean, there's always, you know, we do our best. We don't want to give anyone an instrument that needs work.
No.
And, you know, and so it's like, I understand some people, like, you know, throwing things away and, you know, a lot of pianos that are offered to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, people are in varying degrees of being able to take a piano or not. So it's like if people can hold on to things until people are ready, that's better. But as far as instruments, like, yeah, they, you know, we have our website, altadinamusicians.org, where you can donate money because we're always, like, looking to get funds because
mm-hmm.
there is a lot of repair that has to take place, you know, particularly with older instruments and stringed instruments. You know, we have a few stores in the San Gabriel Valley that we take instruments into, and they put new strings and set up bridges. And
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times, you know, getting an older instrument just needs a little bit of love, you know?
Yes.
And so we want to get them in good shape before we pass them along to people. We don't want to give someone an instrument that needs work because we just can't encumber, you know, somebody that's been through so much and losing everything
exactly.
with another obstacle. So we want to make it like something that's worthwhile that we're giving to them.
Yes. So if people are in the LA area or whatever area around there and they want to drop off instruments, can they go to those stores and drop them off?
Yes. So it kind of depends. Like we have our own location, which is on the border of Alta Dina and Pasadena. So we do office hours every Thursday between 3:30 and 6:30. It's at 1260 Lincoln Avenue.
Okay.
And so things can be dropped off then.
Great.
And then there's, you know, like I said, there's a few specialty stores like Bertrand's Music in Pasadena. Things can be dropped off with them. And there's a music store called Fantastic Musical Instruments, which does all of our, like I said, the, you know, cellos
repair.
And violins and violas, and they do those setups.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, there's definitely spots where people can bring stuff. And that information, is available on our website, alzadinamusicians.org. And I mean, but most of the time, even if something needs a little bit of repair,
yes,
I like to have the people donating the instruments connect directly with the people that are getting the instruments so that they can meet each other and kind of share the story of the instrument, because I found that it's really healing in the process to connect those people with each other. So even if something does need a little bit of repair, you know, it's great for them to meet each other, mm-hmm. and then we can take it into a repair shop
yeah.
and get a little bit of work done on it. You know, and I mean, it's great if, you know, somebody that's got an older instrument, you know, takes it and does the repair themselves, and they can meet the yeah. recipient that's going to get the instrument. So there's many ways to go about it.
That's fantastic.
And, yeah, we also have an app that we developed called Instrumental Giving. So anyone can download the app and make an instrument available. And if you are fire impacted and you lost an instrument in the fire, then when you register, you have to show like your driver's license in the fire zone or a FEMA mm-hmm. letter or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then once somebody that's impacted registers, they can see all the available inventory and instruments that people are giving. And it basically just people connect with each other directly through the app.
That's great.
They just send a message, you know, they can see, you can even search, like, you know, if you lost a clarinet, you can search clarinet and you mm-hmm. can see all the people that are offering clarinets and then be like, oh, you know, that clarinet's exactly the kind I lost. And then you just send a message
yes.
to that person directly and connect with them. And they're off and running and meeting each other and sharing an instrument.
This is such beautiful work you're doing. I know I shared a long time ago when we first spoke how when I was 12, I had a house fire and lost everything, including
yeah.
my first guitar. So when you see these young kids and you're handing them an electric or an acoustic,
yeah.
what does that feel like for you?
Oh, it's so great, you know, just to see the look on their faces and, you know, how they, you know, just it's something that we found also is that, like, you know, the first donation that we did for this one family, they had two kids that lost their guitars, and one of them played keyboards also.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got them instruments, they, you know, the mother sent me a message that the kids were way more interested in the instruments than they'd ever been. We helped also, like, facilitate getting them guitar lessons and stuff as well.
That's great.
And they said that they just, you know, it was different than, you know, before the fire,
sure.
you know, when they had more stuff,
mm-hmm.
They weren't as engaged. But post-fire,
right.
they were really interested in the instruments and spending more time with it. And
yeah.
that was really great to hear that it, like, it made a big impact. So, yeah, it's been incredible. There's actually another foundation that we connected with called Guitars for Kids. And so I met the founder, Ben, just a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And, you know, he told us a little bit about their program. And so I'm like, great, why don't I give you a list of people that are still looking? So I gave him about, you know, 8 kids that were missing their instruments. And so we're in process of doing something with them where they're going to send some guitars that we can give to them. So
amazing.
It's great. There's just, you know, like I was saying, there's still a lot of people to reach and, like, let them know about the program. And yeah, in particular, it's like you said, like, getting the kid a guitar and seeing their face light up. You know,
yes.
there was one kid that came by our space and picked up a guitar that had we had gotten at an instrument drive, and then his father sent me a message like 20 minutes later when he got home of his son, like, playing the guitar in his bedroom. You know, doing like a Foo Fighters song.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sent me a message like the next day, like, he's spending so much time playing the guitar, he's so
yeah.
excited. You know, so it really makes such a huge difference. And, you know, the people that are donating the instruments, it's a great feeling for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
The legacy of the instrument that they're sharing be carried on by, you know, somebody in particular, like the kid, you know, learning how to play guitar.
You bet.
You know, really special.
I mean, you really changed the trajectory of so many people's lives, Brandon, because, you know, they might have thought, oh, how or if I'm ever going to get another guitar again, and then they're reunited because of you. But tell me about go ahead.
Because of Delta Dina musicians. I can't take all the credit for it.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I do a lot of the matchmaking, but
yes,
it's with incredible support from, you know, from the other founders.
Sure.
Or from the other, board members, and also from a lot of volunteers, which has been really special, just donors, but then also there's been a lot of paying it forward, where, you know, we'll get someone an instrument and then they'll turn around and they will, you know, volunteer with us and, you know, help go and pick up instruments or, you know, give someone a lesson or tune something up. You know, there's this incredible, you know, pro drummer named Joel Taylor who, you know, plays with Zappa tribute bands and Michael Bublé and like all these heavy hitters. He's such an incredible drummer. And we helped get him some drums. And then, you know, I reached out to him because there was a kid that lost his drum set that lived in Redlands, and Joel like teaches out in Redlands. And I was like, Joel, would you mind picking up this drum set? Because the families, you know, they live a little bit of a distance and they're having a hard time coming to get it. He's like, yeah, no problem. So he went and picked up a drum set that another woman was donating. He took it out there and he like tuned him up and set him up and got him ready and like, you know, met the kid.
Mm.
And like, you know, that was super special. And it's just like, you know, that wouldn't happen if Alpagini musicians didn't exist.
That's true.
And so it's just, you know, there's been a lot of that. It's just one of like many stories of somebody, you know, us helping someone out and them in turn turning around and helping someone else that lost an instrument, you know.
It's a big ripple effect. I mean, you're impacting the mental health of these kids. You're, you know, boosting them up. And then the parents, there's no greater feeling for a parent knowing that their kid's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know? So speaking of okay, how are you? Because you lost your home.
Yeah. I'm doing okay. It's tough. You know, the foundation has been something that I've been really proud of and been able to put energy into, and like to be able to like see something tangible, you know, and helping people has been really special. And in other areas, I mean, part of the reason that I wanted to get it up and running and make sure that it operated for a long time is because there's so many hurdles and things and red tape and grants that you apply for that you get turned down on, or that, you know, donation centers that shut down, you know, months and months and months ago. So I wanted to set something up that was going to be around for a long time and would be really supportive and do it in such a way that was simple. I mean, it's really easy with us. Like, you know, you prove that you're fire impacted by showing your driver's license or a FEMA letter, and then we get you connected and start getting you instruments. It's really simple.
Yes.
There's, you know, I'm, you know, going through the situation where I'm, you know, there's a mortgage assist program called the Cal Assist program, and people are starting to get approved for it, but my family is not getting approved for it because we own a piece of land out of town. So it's just like, and then we're told like, you know, apply again, try again, or we might open the program to other, you know.
Come on.
And it's just hard, you know, where the amount of money that it costs to rebuild the home is extraordinary, and we don't have enough funds for it. You know, our insurance, like many, many people, we're underinsured.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to figure out financially how to make the difference on that. And there's, you know, the promise of like I said, mortgage relief for, you know, there was even a bill that was put into law by Governor Newsom where you could defer mortgage payments for a year. And some people did that, but then their mortgage companies are just ignoring it and putting them into foreclosure.
What?
So it's, I know. It's like against the law, but they're just like, whatever, we're ignoring that bill. And, you now own a giant balloon payment of, you know, 6 months of deferred mortgage payments and stuff like that. So it's really hard out there, and it's tough. So
yes,
you know, so I'm doing okay, but we're just still trying to figure out the economics of it. And I'm hoping to get some of the more forgivable, you know, there's a few loans and grants that, you know, we're just hoping come through, but it's hard. And
sure.
So it's been easier to put energy into the foundation where I'm actually, you know, helping make a difference in people's lives and they can see something tangible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's also one of the situations where it's easier to do for someone else than it is to do for yourself. So I'm trying to put more energy into doing what we need to do to rebuild our home.
Sure.
But it's just, you know, I wish that there was more support. And it's hard also because people on the outside of it don't realize the struggle with it.
Yeah.
And how some of these things are just insurmountable and hard. And, like, you know, people ask, and they're not being, you know, they're not trying to be insensitive, but like, oh, how's your rebuild going? But it's like,
with what? With what money?
with what money? Yeah, yeah. Like, how are we making up the difference?
And yeah.
$500,000, you know, and the other people are just like, you know, have you built your home yet? Like, nope. And like, not many people have. There's things in process, and it's great to see all the building that's going on.
Yeah.
And some are just starting to get finished, but it's a long, hard road. I mean, it's 6 months of permits.
Sure.
And, you know, me and my family were still in the design phase and trying to figure it out, and all the while figuring out how to find funds to make that happen. So, I wish I had a better answer on that.
No,
we're doing good.
That's
we're
the reality.
Coming along
no,
a good clip,
I don't want to hear fluff. No, I want to hear the straight scoop. And, you know, for anyone listening, Brandon, you're off helping other people, but I'm hoping somebody will help you and others like you, because it's horrific.
Yeah.
Losing your home.
Yeah.
And
there's a foundation called the Change Reaction, and they did a bit of a fundraiser for my family, which is extraordinary because they wanted to help someone that lost their recording studio.
That's
and
great.
So the founder of that foundation did like a special thing for his birthday where he asked friends to in lieu of a gift for him to set aside funds for us.
Great.
For that. And that was pretty extraordinary. They gave us a check that helped us get our studio up and running in the rental house that we're at.
Fantastic.
So that was really amazing. So
great.
You know, that was great. So there is stuff going on, and
good.
You know, I think that a lot of the goodwill that we've created with Alpha Theta Musicians has helped benefit me and my family. You know, I think that the rental house that we're in, I don't know if we would have gotten it if I hadn't have done the work that I had for, you know, it's hard to tell, but I think that didn't hurt in us putting in our application, because there was so many people trying to find a place to live. I mean, it's still ongoing where there's people that are displaced, you know, hours away and even in different states and stuff like that. So I'm really grateful that we're still living in the San Gabriel Valley and that our kids didn't have to change their school.
That is amazing.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, that being said, it's been remarkable in that, like, there's people that have been displaced to, like, San Francisco and Oregon and Arizona, and they've reached out to us about losing instruments, and we've managed to get them instruments even out of state, you know, like connecting them with people.
Wow, Brandon.
In different states.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're hoping that ultimately our app, Instrumental Giving, can scale to all across the United States. So when there's a disaster that occurs, you know, the floods in Texas or a hurricane in Florida, Instrumental Giving would help facilitate people replacing their instruments at no cost. So that's our end game with it. We're just doing our best to make it work well locally, since we have people here that can do that. And once we do that correctly, we want to be able to help areas as well. So
I
tend to be around for a long time.
I want to mention to listeners also, you're getting some great press this year. You were just in USA Today on March 11th, LA Times on the 14th, NPR, et cetera, et cetera. So if you head over to altadenamusicians.org and click on news, you'll see all this great press you've gotten lately. I hope it'll inspire people to not only donate instruments, but think about how they can help you and other people impacted.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to keep awareness going. I mean, we always need donations of money as well, because it helps in repairing instruments. We pay for a lot of pianos to be moved. It's, you know, I mean, people get some money from their homeowners insurance to help with loss of property, but honestly, you know, I would prefer those people hung on to those funds to help with the rebuilds. Like,
sure.
I know I need it.
Yeah.
You know, if I you know, I need every single dollar, and I'm still looking at a deficit to rebuild my home. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, people want to make a donation on our website, it really helps in
okay.
you know,
okay.
in buoying these people that are struggling. So please, you know, make a donation. And we also have a whole initiative where we replace people's record collections, because so many people lost their entire record collection. So yeah. When we have events, we show up and we have records that we let people shop for free that are fire impacted. People can donate albums to us. And we, like I said, we have a location now, which is called the Altadena Music Center on the border of Pasadena and Altadena. It's an event center where we do live performances and other, you know, community events. And we're in process of building a free record store where people that can come and shop for free. You just, you know, you just prove that you're fire impacted, and then like monthly they'll be able to come and pick up like, you know, 10 records.
That's great.
So that's a big ongoing process and thing that we want to do and make that available.
Okay.
So that, you know, people can start getting music back into their lives.
And I know you have to run soon, but you have a whole calendar of events coming up. Could you give us a little sense of what you have going on?
Sure. So, I mean, all of it can be seen on our website, altadenamusicians.org. There's a promoter called Backyard Party that has a whole initiative where they help promote teen bands and kids bands playing shows. So we have two shows this weekend with that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a monthly open mic night. It happens locally, and quarterly we do like a guitar repair night at our space where anyone can
nice.
Come in and get some strings changed and do a setup and stuff. And then we just have other upcoming shows.
Okay.
So it's all on our calendar. They can be viewed on our website.
Yes. There's some great ones coming up. The 26th, there's a comedy night with George Chen. Again, if you go to altadenamusicians.org and click on events, there's Rock Circus LA presents Electric Fever. There's a book launch, Burned.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And there's a sound bath on
April 18th.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, and
Very
there's cool. a there's a band called Rite Aid High. They're a great band. They're going to be playing there on April 11th.
Okay.
And like there's a whole ton of stuff. So people can ride some all ages venue.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. You are super busy, and it's always great to talk to you, and I hope to see you again in person soon.
Thank you. Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much for the support. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care, Brandon.
You too. Bye-bye.
That was Brandon Jay, one of the co-founders of Altadena Musicians. If you missed any part of my conversation, it'll be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. Top of the hour is SoCal New Waver with Pass Forward. Stick around for that. That's a fantastic show. Just want to give you a little bit more information on Altadena Musicians. Again, if you'd like to support by donating instruments, all the details are going to be in the conversation I have with Brandon. It'll be up as a podcast. I will post them on the show blog as well, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And again, you can see a complete list of the latest news on Altadena Musicians, press, events, and ways you can support other people, whether it's instruments or funds or anything. It would be very appreciated. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This has been fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you missed any part of today's show from beginning to end, it will be up within an hour after I wrap. I want to give a shout out to Samu, who called in. She's a mental health advocate and accessible design creator. That was such a joy of a conversation. And what else? Want to find out about being a guest? Send me an email, Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E at KUCI.org. And you can learn more about KUCI, head over to KUCI.org or our socials, KUCI-FM. I'll be back next Wednesday. Have a great week, everyone. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.